Good morning. It is Sunday, July 26, 2015. Time is 05:31 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning, getting a positive start to the day and completing once again a cycle. Today's my last day, my Friday today. I'm waiting for the cup of coffee here. So I get some coffee. And is it ready? Yes, it is ready. So I can get a cup of coffee here as I'm chatting with you all here on this audio this morning. Fresh cup of coffee. And are we there yet? Yes, after working today, we are there as far as I'm concerned for taking the next 2 days off. Been a quick week, but there's an article yesterday, Tech Times, ask Google's Maps, quote, "Are you there yet?" And for several times, and it will tell you this. There's a video that I got a little clip on YouTube that I thought was pretty neat. Now I've tried it with my Android phone and it doesn't work, and I think it's primarily might be because it's a track phone, and or else I need to find Google Navigation. But the article goes that every child who ever had the nightmare of going through a long road trip, which I've had some long road trips. I remember when I was a youngster, a young lad many moons ago, and heading down to New York City to Brooklyn to stay with my grandparents. Lived down there in Flatbush Avenue N, Rockaway Boulevard, down in that general area. I didn't really consider it being stuck. It was like a big adventure back then, taking road trips. But I guess our cultural thing, are we there yet, is more of a thing now. But every child who had ever had the nightmare of going through a long road trip, stuck in the and into the cramped back seat, and perhaps every adult who ever had to go through the same thing, always asks the same thing: are we there yet? And I think my young adult children, when they were youngsters, we take some trips, and I think they said that after it became sort of famous, when The Simpsons first coined that phrase. But as far as we know, no person has ever had the perfect response to the perfect question. But Google's automated smart person assist has. Google Now responds to the eternal road trip question can be found as an Easter egg in Google Maps, which I have tried looking for, or one of those cute little trick Google is fond of incorporating in its products that we often see on the Google front page there for Google search. This particular Easter egg was discovered by an individual named Cody Toombs, who I'll be playing a little bit of his, I think it's less than a minute YouTube, of Android Police, and he did not just write it. He took all the effort to take a video of Google Now. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe you have to be in Google Now. I was in Google Maps. I have to check that out. Being as cheeky as Siri when asking the annoying question for the 100th time, or in more realistic terms, the fourth time.
Are we there yet?
Should arrive in 2 hours, 29 minutes.
Now, it's going to take usually four tries to get this to work. So, are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
If you ask me again, we won't stop for ice cream.
So that's the Easter egg. Let's see, the first time Toombs asks Google Now, "Are we there yet?" The smart person assist gives him an estimated time and it takes before it reaches its destination. And the second, third time, Google Now replies with a clear-cut no. And as you heard, the fourth time, Google answered, "If you ask me again, we won't stop for ice cream." And man, that would be a shame. So interesting little tidbit there. I'm gonna have to check the Google now, because I was fiddling around with Google Maps on this LG Ultimate 2 Android smartphone, and I couldn't find the Easter egg. So it's pretty interesting, and sort of a little talk back there from the Google voice. So I'm getting my day started with this cup of coffee, and I'm almost there yet. I'm almost there, I guess. As if I fin when I finish this day today at the day job this afternoon, and I'll be on 2 days off. I've already. The one thing I like about the end of my work cycle here, the 5 days, is, and I've done it, I take great pleasure in turning my alarm clocks off. So both alarm clocks, the one on my dresser and the one on my wristwatch here, my wristwatch that I talked about a few days ago as a wearable. Would that be considered old technology? Anyway, y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.